I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shortly before the 70th United Nations General Assembly, 130 lawmakers from all over the world got together for a religious freedom summit. Open Doors' David Curry explains one reason was because the number of Christians who were martyred for the faith doubled over the previous year. Delegates signed a resolution supporting religious freedom as a human right. But does it have any teeth? Well, not yet, but Christians need to be praying. And clearly that panel knows Christianity and the gospel are connected. But how can you share God's word if you don't even have it? Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says that's why they started the MAST program, Mobilized Assistance Supporting Translation. It gets the local church involved to help speed up Bible translation, and the idea's caught on. 200 new language groups are on board this year. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Are you interested in what you just heard and wondering how you can make a difference? Well, get details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.